A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, gang. Yeah, happy Monday. Yeah, it's the day after Sunday and, of course, two after Saturday. And, welcome to the very first Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week. Hurrah, yes, it's Monday. Now, we will get into the FA Cup football very shortly. Or footy. Some people don't like that word. I personally don't mind it, but some people go, oh, you can't say footy. But I just did, so get over yourself. Anyway, we begin with some massive news. And, of course, it's understood incredibly that Liverpool, Manchester United and Arsenal are part of a breakaway European Super League, which will be a rival to UEFA's Champions League. The Premier League has condemned the proposal, saying it attacks the principles of open competition and sporting merit. We'll hear from the Sports Minister, Nigel Huddleston, Mark Saggers and the former Arsenal midfielder, Perry Groves. But first up, here's the Times' Martin Ziegler.
12 of Europe's biggest clubs, including the big six of English football, have signed up to this breakaway Super League, which is an absolutely seismic moment in world football, actually, because it threatens everything UEFA are built on and led to condemnation of the Premier League, the Football Association, even the British government have joined in. So, yeah, absolutely huge developments today.
I'm not convinced from what I've seen so far that this is in the interests of fans or indeed best for creating a level playing field and opportunities within the football pyramid. So I'm quite sceptical about it at the moment. I haven't seen the full details yet, so I'll reserve full judgment. I don't think from what I've seen so far it looks like it's in the best interests of fans or indeed football in England.
This will be the end of domestic and European competition as we know it. Everybody who's not agreeing with it's calling it a cynical project. That's UEFA's words, and others have stepped up to the plate alongside them. But the big six, as I mentioned, with the money and the backing of Perez at Real Madrid, with Henry, of course, at Liverpool, with Glazer at Manchester United, and Stan Kroenke at Arsenal. It's an American takeover of Europe. They'll play midweek. They're hoping for 18 to 20 sides. Where does it leave everybody else? If this happens,
it's a war on our game. It goes against everything we've ever stood for with our game. Why would we suddenly just roll over and say it's fine?
I think it's a power play. They know that UEFA are about to tomorrow announce their new plans for the Champions League, and they ain't happy about it. They ain't happy about it because they want more money and more control.
Greed is good. Greed is right. Greed works.
The Champions League without Manchester United, Real Madrid, Liverpool, Chelsea, AC Milan is not the Champions League. So they've got to come to a compromise. I think they will.
It will be difficult for the German clubs to get this through, even if they want to, because fan ownership is, it's fundamental to what happens in Germany. It's not the same as in England, which you could say has sort of sold their soul.
The public reaction from a strong and united fan culture in Germany would be one of the most vehement in all of the biggest European football supporting leagues. But there was this conversation last year when people looked at how German football would move on from the pandemic, how they would find a better model of football going forward. And I think it was the president of Augsburg said, look, we have to decide whether we're in the sport business or the entertainment business. And I think you only really bring up that question when you know what a lot of people's answer to that is already.
But I think real football fans, in the end, will just get the ump of it. Because without fans, like the Premier League.
We've seen it.
Right, our football is everything about away fans especially, right, makes the atmosphere.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
This
is nonsense.
Is an absolute nonsense.
But we've let them all in. We've said, come on in, come on in.
They'll
have all
no.
your money. Whatever. They won't be able just to say no with this because they will go.
The fans can.
You know.
The fans can say no.
You know, Dean, more than anybody because you've played at the highest level of the games.
The fans can say no by
no
not
Manchester
turning up
United,
and saying we
if
won't.
If there's no Liverpool.
Exactly.
If there's no Chelsea. If there's no Spurs. If there's no one else who thinks that they're in the big six. If there is no Real Madrid or Barcelona or others. What, you really think a Premier League and our football is survive? It is war, as you say, on our footballing pyramid.
We've just had a tweet from Arsenal 1 minute ago with a big picture of their badge saying, we are one of the 12 founding clubs of the European Super League.
And the Gunners are against us!
And now on to the fallout from the FA Cup semi-finals, where Leicester beat Southampton at Wembley, all in front of football fans, would you believe? They play Chelsea in the final next month, who, of course, beat Man City the day before, meaning they can't, of course, do the quadruple. Anyway, that match I've just been talking about, not the Chelsea one, the other one, was live on TalkSport. In fact, they both were.
And Leicester City reached the FA Cup final for the first time in 52 years. Their players jump and leap into the air.
Yeah, it's a very special day, Sam. This is such a historic, iconic stadium. So to come and play here and get through to the final was, it's a real special feeling. I'm delighted for everyone at the club and the players and hopefully the supporters can have a good evening.
Them experienced players that maybe feel like there may be not too many years left in their career, opportunities to get to a showpiece final, they'll be able to realise how important it is, and alongside them they've got some real youth in the side that it'll be a lovely ride for them as well and something to look forward to.
Hit by Diallo and it goes over the top of the crossbar from 20 yards and it flies into those sporadic fans behind Kasper Schmeichel's goal.
When I joined Leicester, our late owner Kvicha, he said within 5 years we'd be in the Champions League. You know, and he was the type of guy that you very quickly, you learn, don't not believe him. He had visions and he had belief and he backed it up. And us being here today is down to him and his family and all the amazing support they give us. And like I say, just so proud of everyone at the club.
For Southampton, it's the end of the line. Leicester have beaten Southampton by a goal to nil.
I think we have seen today how we can play, and especially against the ball, that we don't give them a lot of chances. This was absolutely okay, to be honest. With the ball, we can be clearer in our last decisions, and especially around the box with better decision-making. It's a pity today.
Comes back to him and scores! It's 12-12 for Iheanacho, and Leicester lead in the FA Cup semi-final.
It was a poor performance in the second half, especially from Southampton. I thought Leicester, once they got that goal, I thought the game management was absolutely superb, showed their quality.
The FA Cup, the original and the best.
On to the Premier League action now, where Arsenal could only draw with Fulham and Manchester United left it late again to beat Burnley, but still did it at Old Trafford. Come on, United.
Manchester United 3, Burnley 1. A brace from Greenwood. Cavani with the third. That after Tarkowski had equalised Greenwood's opening goal.
To go into the business end of the season, 6 games in the league and hopefully 3 in the Europa, that is a good position to be in, because I've not been in a situation myself, but when the 5, 6, 7, 8 games, the last games, mean nothing, it's like you can start taking a holiday, but these boys are so focused.
The last couple of games made a few mistakes that have cost us, but we didn't today. It's just a slice of bad luck that goes against you. I thought the performance level was very good. Against the top side, you know, they're going very well. And I thought we handled the game very, very well and tactically handled it well. We made a bit of a change, which I was pleased with that on the day. We slowed their performance down and we were still effective. You know, we looked effective to go and affect the game in a positive manner. And so, you know, a slice of luck changes the feel of the game. And at the end, obviously, we just try and see if we can sneak something and they get a good breakaway, which they can do. So, you know, overall, I'm very pleased with the performance. We don't get anything from it, but the mentality and the performance are really important at this stage of the season. I think that's been clear today and it has been in the last few games.
And I'm looking at Scott Parker, who's dejected with his head down, pacing in his technical area.
I've been involved in football for a long time. I've played football, I've watched football. I understand the different scenarios or how players react to things or positioning of a keeper or positioning of a defender. He's offside for me and that's it.
Eddie Nketiah, in what is now, I think, the 6th minute of injury time, has equalised.
Again, really happy for the way we have played the 3 games, when we play Sheffield, when we play Slavia and today. disappointed today because we wanted to win the game, close the gap and give us a real hope that we can do something still in the league.
We have to play Burnley and these other teams what are obviously around us. We've got to keep performing like we did today. We've got to keep worrying about ourselves and focusing on ourselves. Let's go and get some wins. Can we go and win 3-4 left? Yeah, definitely we can. So our mindset and our attitude needs to stay along them lines and understand that this changes quickly, and it changes quickly by staying positive and winning football matches.
Over now to game day and the other FA Cup semi-final, the one I laughed about earlier on, where Man City's quest for an unprecedented quadruple came to an end. Oh dear, after they lost against Chelsea, gutting. Anyway, here's City boss Pep Guardiola.
Last season we arrived here and we didn't win. So yeah, it's okay, but not for the four titles. This is not. We never talk about that. No, it was not disappointed. We could not press effectively. They were much better in that afterwards in 10-15 minutes, but we finished better in the last 10-15 minutes in the second half.
And he's on to the edge of the penalty area here. There's space for Ziyech inside the middle of the box, and he squared it, and it's in. And Hakim Ziyech puts Chelsea in front.
They're organised. Everyone knows their role. So that's credit to the manager.
Absolutely.
You have to acknowledge that. I think he's already come out and said, well, at the moment, maybe we're a little bit too far away from Man City, but watch out next year because we're going to run them close.
If you play attack and defend as a team, and if you have a certain spirit and we are in a good moment, it's possible to beat any team for us. So this was the target, to reach our top level and see what's going. But you need a little bit of luck, this is clear, and you need the momentum, and we had it and we deserved it today. And if you get the result what you deserved, it's not always like this in football, then it's a moment where you absolutely can enjoy.
When you're talking about Werner, he wants to lay it off first time or come, take a touch, play the way he's facing, and he wants to spin into where he's. And even apart from that, he's so quick, he can beat that high line with just simple bending runs. So it's a great asset to have for Chelsea.
At the end, it's the semi-final. It doesn't matter who you play against. At the end, you have to win it, and we want to win it. Of course, it was much harder than maybe you play against other teams, because City is one of the best teams in Europe, like you said. For us to see that we can mess up with the best teams in the whole Europe, we are on a good trip to win at the end two titles, and we will go on.
Staying with game day, Norwich have returned to the Premier League at their first attempt after Daniel Farke's side were promoted from the Championship at the weekend, meaning, of course, he's a very happy... Yeah, you get the joke. And heading in the opposite direction are Sheffield United, who were relegated after losing to Wolves. We'll hear from one of their ladies players, Courtney Sweetman-Kirk, and Tony Cascarino as well shortly. But first, here's the Blades legend Brian Dean and why he believes most of the Sheffield United squad will stay together for next season.
Let's stick together, loving you weather.
The squad there will probably, you know, when they get time to reflect, they'll probably want to prove something, not only to themselves, but also to everybody out there. Whenever a club gets relegated from the Premier League, they can start off on the first day of the next season in a state of mind that they can have a really good go at it. And I think that's something to be a part of. I can't really see many of the players being picked up. I think it's a time for them all to gather their thoughts, try and adapt a siege mentality.
Willian Jose has scored his first goal for Wolves, and that sums up Sheffield United's season.
For me, as a player, what you want is that consistency off the pitch, which obviously isn't happening at the minute. I think the big thing for me has come the start of pre-season this year, that they need to have that all in place, whether that's, you know, Paul Heckingbottom or a new manager, a philosophy and a plan going forward into the Championship season, because to start off it in pre-season, still everything up in the air, it will spell disaster for me.
All over after a fantastic second half in Swansea. Swansea 2, Wickham 2.
So confirmation there then that due to those results at Brentford and Swansea, Norwich are promoted back to the Premier League at the first time of asking, with 5 games remaining.
We dedicate this promotion definitely to our fans, because such a difficult season for them in their private lives, also during this pandemic. Yeah, many of them are also fearing for the future, financial impact anyhow, fearing for the jobs sometimes, or the health of family members or good friends anyhow. So it's a tough time, and we hope that we were able to bring them some joy and also some fun and also some distraction anyhow. And we wanted to make them happy and also to represent this yellow shirt. So
why hasn't he been given manager of the month at least twice this season? Yeah, we went on a run. How many? What, 11 games we won on the trot? Yeah, and he didn't get manager of the month. Disgrace, really, absolute disgrace.
This Norwich team feels far different from the one that got promoted 2 years ago. And I know Pukki got loads and loads of goals then and a lot of excitement. I think they've learned a lot. And it's run like a business should be run.
That's it. That's all we've got time for. I know. There's nothing I can do. I mean, it was a goodie and you want more, but no. That is all you get. But thank you for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your Poddingtons from. I'm back, of course, on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday, Thursday, 10 p.m, with the fun boy, Jason Cundy. Tonight, taking your calls after Leeds tonk Liverpool. Wouldn't that be nice? Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do. Just do what you got to do to get it, all right? Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.